do in the letters of the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1642. And this Rebbe is writing a letter to a gentleman, was writing to the Rebbe that on a spiritual level. And his complaint was that he has doubts and he has challenges in his mind and his belief in Hashem and everything else. How does he help himself? He's asking the Rebbe for guidance, for advice in this matter. So let's look inside in the letter. The Rebbe says, Baruch Hashem, this is on the 17th day of Sivan in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter, that is from the second day of the portion of Amidbar, in which you are complaining about your spiritual situation, your spiritual level. Especially, particularly, you're concerned, the fact that sometimes you get doubts in your belief, etc. So, first the Rebbe says, it is a known saying by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara on a Jew. And that includes yourself also. You're not allowed to say bad about yourself either. Even the Rebbe says, if it is true, that sometimes that you get these kinds of thoughts. But then this is still, the Rebbe says in the parenthesis here, this is still considered Lashon Hara. Because you know the difference, what the codifiers say, that when you make a person a bad name, that's called a choice shemra, you say something bad, you make a person a bad name, that is when you're making up a story, you're lying about somebody, you're saying something which is not true. But lashon hara means that even if it's true, so which basically means, even if it's true, that you're like, but you can't speak lashon hara on yourself either. But the Rebbe says, this is part of the tactics of the Yetzer to confuse you from your service of Torah, Tefillah, and Mitzvahs. That's what he uses. So what is the way to help yourself from this? Is the Rebbe says, the way, the Zgula for this is to increase reciting words of Torah. And they should be engraved in your mind so that certain passages Mishnayos, as Rebbe said, to know orally some matters of Torah, especially Mishnayos and Tanya. And the Rebbe references in the various Maimorim and also based on the previous Rebbe's fathers-in-law that he instituted to recite Mishnayos, the Mishnah orally. So that's one thing. So the Rebbe gives him a segula. But then the Rebbe says something else. The Rebbe says, generally speaking, don't dwell on this issue. Don't dwell on your, don't be worried about, that I have doubts and therefore, that's not the way. Just remove entirely of your mind, of your conscience, which means don't think about they do fall doubts or they don't fall. So the Rebbe says, if you remove these thoughts and you study some subject of Chassidus, which is the inner part of Torah, which is as known in the world of Atzilus, in the highest of the spiritual world, and we know by tradition that Pnimis HaTorah, the inner part of Torah Chassidus, is in the world of Atzilus. And the Rebbe says, so then, Harilo Yigur Chorab, meaning then, bad doesn't dwell there. Which means, if you put yourself into a higher level and forget about it, study, over there, these thoughts will not come, because in that level of world, when you're learning the Chassidus, they will sort of protect you. May Hashem, blessed Hashem, succeed you in the davening, in your service of davening, and the spreading of the wellsprings to the outside. And may Hashem remove from you all matters that confuse you, that cause you this confusion. The Rebbe adds, with a blessing. Again, so this is, the Rebbe trying to answer everybody, giving them telling them that this is something that you shouldn't be discussing, even telling me bad things about yourself is considered to be Lashon Hara. The Rebbe gives advice to study and have things in your mind, and that will help you. And further, the Rebbe says, just don't entertain this thought at all. Just remove your mind of it. And this is something which we also find in the Tanya. The Rebbe says, you know, about other kinds of disturbing thoughts that a person has. And perhaps you can add that also, you know, people have thoughts of depression, people have anxiety, people have other emotional issues that trouble them, that bother them. So perhaps the same kind of of advice, as Rebbe says here, is just remove your mind from it. Don't allow it to harbor, don't allow it to sort of be with you and to cause you. Because what it does is, as the Rebbe said over here, this might be the advice of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, trying to put you down even more. So giving you all these thoughts.